With Breaking the Cycle, we wanted to tell the story of those within social, supported and the charity housing sector, but we also wanted to touch on the psychological challenges faced by all those within society. This short episode is with psychologist Dr. Vanessa Moulton, and it's all about phobias. Vanessa, what is a phobia?
A phobia is something that someone has an overwhelming or kind of debilitating fear about. So it could be a phobia about an object or a feeling or a place or a situation, an animal. I mean, you know, the most common being spiders, so being arachnophobic. So it's effectively like an exaggerated or it's an unrealistic sense of danger that they feel when they're exposed to the thing that they have a phobia with.
So I know we're born with two. So we're born with the fear of loud noises when we're babies, and we're born with the fear of falling. So they're pretty much, I can get my head around those two straight away. And some phobias are looked at as like kind of funny, you know, the fear of clowns or the fear of a fruit or something like that. But there's some that, you know, agoraphobia or, you know, claustrophobia, these things that they're taken more seriously, but they can be debilitating for everyone, can't they? No matter what the situation or the object or the place or the feeling, like you said.
Totally. I mean, it's a completely personal thing. And generally speaking, it's usually, sometimes it's hard to pinpoint the time or the event where something's happened, but it's usually because that individual has had a certain experience with either something or in a certain place, which has ended up with them believing that that thing or that place or the something that they're phobic of, could cause them real harm, or there is a danger associated with that. So it's totally personal.
Mm. So if I give you an example, so you're locked in a cupboard as a kid by your brothers and sisters, and you can't get out. Later on in life, you've developed, I suppose, a claustrophobia. What are the symptoms of it? Is it anxiety? Is it panic? And what can be done about it?
So it is anxiety. It's basically your threat system, your fight or flight system that comes online. Your amygdala, your little threat detector at the front of your brain, detects a threat from the situation that you're in. It associates it with the fear and the danger that you experienced as a child in that cupboard. And it just stimulates the threat response again and tells you and your brain to, you know, that this is a very dangerous situation and a very dangerous context. And therefore, yes, you become very anxious because your threat system has been triggered. And when you're anxious, it means one thing. It means your fight or flight system, your threat system has come online. So we also, you know, there's almost like what we call a somatic response that we can get, which is very much a lot of our kind of fear and emotions that we experience as a child, especially if they have felt traumatic, we can kind of store them in the body. So we can effectively trigger off the same intensity and emotions that we felt as a child then, even though we're now an adult and we probably would be able to cope with it okay as an adult. But because that situation has triggered off what we were experiencing as a child, it's very hard for someone to manage it. So a lot around what we do for phobias is helping someone expose themselves. We use a lot of exposure therapy with phobias, exposing someone to the situation or the thing or the object or the place or whatever that they have a real fear against, and gently introduce them to that thing in a way that helps them relearn that they can cope and they can manage within that context.
Can we be taught phobias? And I'm thinking things like societally what will be good for us, things like rats. So, you know, the plague wiped out a third of Europe. that historically passing that story down to be afraid of rats would be a good thing for survival. Can we be taught phobias through, especially now, through things like mainstream and social media, as well as story?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the reality is all of this is generally, it's a learnt response. So if your brain hears enough times that something is dangerous, then it'll believe it in the end. So it depends what we are exposed to. So we can learn that something is dangerous simply by what we're seeing, what we're experiencing, or what we're being told.
Hmm. So if I was presenting to you with a fear of being sick, vomiting, mm-hmm. how could we work through that so I'm not scared of being sick?
You've picked one of the hardest ones. Now, the reason why that's one of the hardest ones is because it's not so easy to gradually expose you to the thing that you're fearful of. But what I would do would be to work around the aspects that are associated with that. So let's say if you have a fear of being sick, you would be nervous about going to restaurants and eating something that might give you food poisoning. So you have stopped going to restaurants. So we would expose you to trying out restaurants that you feel more comfortable with, going a bit more often, or eating foods that perhaps are for you in your world danger foods, because they might give you food poisoning, for example. So I'd work around the things that the knock-on effect that fear would have on you. But actually, one of the most important things that comes with a fear of being sick or a fear of anything is helping you believe that whatever happens in that context, you can cope. Because that is another thing, a big thing that comes with phobias, is that there's this what we call anticipatory anxiety, that you anticipate that your response is going to be so bad that you make yourself anxious before, and you tell yourself that you won't be able to deal with it. I won't be able to deal with it if I'm sick, you know, because I'll have a panic attack or something. But actually, if we could do a lot of work helping you understand emotional regulation tools, help you feel more confident that actually, do you know what, you can manage and regulate your threat system much more, then you have a much greater belief that actually it doesn't even matter if you're sick, because it will pass, you'll be able to deal with it, and you'll be okay. Because someone who has a phobia of feeling sick, they don't believe any of those things.
If you go to a GP and you say, I've got a phobia, or I've got a social phobia, I'm scared of being around people, will you be taken seriously? I know you can't speak for every GP, but will it be seen as an issue?
Yes. It should be. especially something like you've got social phobia, agoraphobia, or something, because that has a absolute direct influence on your day to day life. You know, it restricts you from doing things that you would want to do. If you wanted, I don't know, go to a concert, or you need to get on the tube to go to work, or on a bus, or something, and you can't do that, then that has a hugely debilitating impact on your life potentially. So it needs to be dealt with, and you need to be able to be given the opportunity to overcome that.
If you're listening to this and you want to know more about anxiety, go to our anxiety episode. Vanessa, thanks so much, and we will leave it there.